From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A government report says a terrorist attack using anthrax or other bioweapons is likely within a very few years. In response, the White House says President Obama will use the State of the Union address tomorrow night to call for new ways to respond to a bioweapons attack. More from NPR's Tom Bowman.
The report gives the government a failing grade when it comes to preparedness for an attack using anthrax or another bioweapon. Even though bioterrorism, the report says, is the most likely scenario for a widespread attack. The report, written by retired Senators Bob Graham and Jim Talent, says the U.S. lacks ways to rapidly recognize, respond, and recover from a biological attack, and billions more dollars must be spent each year. The greatest challenge, officials say, is to come up with a better vaccine against the most likely threat, a bioweapon using anthrax. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
2 weeks after the devastating earthquake that hit Haiti, attention is now turning to providing shelter, with many people sleeping outside under sheets. Haiti's president is asking for 200,000 tents for quake victims. Food is arriving in Haiti in plentiful quantities, but that does not mean all those in need are getting it. NPR's John Burnett reports from a suburb of Port-au-Prince.
It's not that there's no food coming here. And the World Food Program has been active. You know, many international donors have been active. It's just they're overwhelmed by the size of this, and it's so chaotic and so disorderly when the food comes that it's really only the strong young men, I'm told, who get much of the food. And a lot of the women that we talk to, the middle-aged women who are kind of holding the families together, just shrugged and said, "We don't even try to get any food. It's just too difficult. We just buy it in the marketplace like we always have."
NPR's John Burnett reporting from outside Haiti's capital. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is headed to London to attend meetings on Afghanistan and Yemen. The U.S. wants to see if Yemen can contain the threat of al-Qaeda, but says there will be many other things to discuss. NPR's Michelle Kelman reports.
Diplomats were already gathering in London to talk about Afghanistan, so it was an easy venue for a separate meeting on Yemen. Secretary Clinton says the meeting will address both security and development because, as she put it, one without the other doesn't work. Yemen is one of the poorest countries in the Arab world, and it's battling a rebellion in the north and a secessionist movement in the south. The U.S. wants it to stay focused on countering al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which claimed to be behind the attempted bombing of a Detroit-bound airliner last December. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Toyota now says it will temporarily suspend U.S. sales of 8 different models the company announced earlier this month it was recalling. The recall was to fix accelerator pedals on the vehicles that can become stuck. The models involved are the RAV4, Corolla Matrix, Avalon, Camry, Highlander, Tundra, and Sequoia. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 2 points today. This is NPR. New York Democrat Charles Schumer, along with his Republican colleagues, have proposed separate but similar jobs creation measures that would use tax incentives to encourage businesses to hire. Proposal by the Senate's GOP minority includes a tax break for 3 years of between $2,500 and $3,500 per new employee hired. Another proposal by Schumer and Republican Orrin Hatch of Utah would exempt businesses from the employer's share of Social Security taxes for the remainder of the current year when they hire individuals who are unemployed for at least 60 days. Ford says it is investing nearly $400 million in its assembly plant in Chicago to produce its next-generation Explorer SUV. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Ford plans to have its latest version of its Explorer SUV on the assembly line by the end of the year. It's shifting production to Chicago from a plant in Louisville, Kentucky, which Ford is retooling to build small cars. Chicago workers already build the Ford Taurus and Lincoln sedans. Company President Mark Fields told excited workers who had gathered for the announcement that adding the Ford Explorer would create another 1,200 jobs.
So 1,200 new jobs, nearly doubling our workforce, more production over at the stamping facility. You think it's a good day for you?
Yeah. Ford says Illinois tax incentives help make the case to build the new Explorer in Chicago. Ford says the new SUV will be 25% more fuel efficient and will have inflatable seat belts designed to provide additional protection for rear seat passengers. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Crude oil futures prices closed lower today. Crude was down 55 cents a barrel to end the session at $74.71 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.